In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to the book of Philemon. This month we've been looking at this particular very brief epistle that was written, a very personal letter that Paul wrote to his friend Philemon. While he was imprisoned in Rome, came in contact with a young man by the name of Onesimus. Come to find out, Onesimus was Philemon's servant who had robbed him and had fled to Rome. And he ran right into the Apostle Paul. Now, you talk about somebody that was ready for a meeting with the Lord. It was definitely Onesimus. I felt that way many times growing up. You try to get away with something, and then you run right into mom or running right into dad, and they find out what you did. You end up spilling all the your crimes and so forth. But Onesimus shared with Paul that he had stolen from his master and that his life had been a mess, and Paul led him to the Lord. And Paul desired to keep him there in Rome. What a blessing this man would be, he thought to himself. But he wrote a letter to Philemon, and he said, Onesimus, I want you to go back to your master. But I'm going to send you with this particular letter. And we looked at some time before about the fact that Paul said, I have the authority as an apostle to keep him, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to send him back because he needs to make things right with you. But he goes further than that I want to share with you today in this brief letter, a little thought from verse 17. If thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. Those are such powerful words, folks, because they not only tell of Paul's heart for this young man that he was able to share the gospel with and see him come to Christ, but it shows us a picture of the Savior in his relationship to ourselves, that God receives us on the merits of another. There is not enough merit in any one of us to be accepted by the Father. There's not anything in us that would make us worthy to be accepted of the Father. But on the merits of his Son, we're acceptable. Isn't that wonderful? And Paul was sharing with Philemon, said, listen, if you're my partner in the faith, you and I are brothers in Christ, I want you to receive Onesimus as if you were receiving me. That put things on a whole different level because Philemon treated Paul like royalty. Philemon took care of him whenever Paul was in the area. Philemon had him in his house and he took care of him and made sure that all of his needs were supplied. He said, I want you to do that for Onesimus. Can you do that? Can you do that for others? Or do you have a wall up? You know, it's us forward, no more mentality. Listen, God wants us to have that kind of spirit. Onesimus had wronged Philemon. He had stolen from his master. He had run away. But Onesimus now was a brother in Christ. That changed things. And Paul wanted Philemon to understand that. When you see Onesimus, don't see Onesimus as he was. See Onesimus as he is. And that's the same principle, folks, by which you're seen by God the Father if you're a born-again Christian this morning. You are not seen as you were. You are now seen as you are in Christ Jesus. This little letter is such a wonderful picture of forgiveness. It's a wonderful picture of God and how He loves us, and how He receives us not on our terms, but on His Son's terms. And that changes everything. If you're here this morning and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father cannot accept you on those grounds. But He can if you trust in His Son, because He receives His Son. And you can come through Jesus Christ and be accepted in the Beloved. That's the beautiful picture of this little letter written by Paul to Philemon 2,000 years ago. But it gives us a picture of how you and I are received in Jesus Christ by the Father. And this is the message of reconciliation that you and I have as a ministry to a lost and dying world, to tell others about the fact that they can be received by the Father in Jesus Christ.